The views expressed in the following program do not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.
Live from West Babylon, New York, this is Sports Talk 1240.
Welcome, everyone. Sports Talk 1240, the second hour, hour number two. Now batting for Sports Talk 1240, number two, Mike Vivolo and my man, Jeffrey Guida.
Happy Championship Sunday, Mikey.
The Big Handsome.
That's what
we're
going on?
We're going to refer to you now as the Big Handsome.
All right.
All right. So, takeaways. Initial feeling of Championship Sunday. These games were bad, pretty bad. But I'll tell you what, I don't like being right. That's the problem. I don't like being right. Check my Twitter. The Team Vivolo is my Twitter handle, at Team Vivolo. That's Team V-I-V-A-L-O. Check my Instagram, whatever. I tweeted out 3 o'clock. I said, I like the Falcons. And I got a lot to talk about. A lot of takeaways from today. I said, I like the Falcons double digits. I like the Patriots double digits. I don't like saying that because I wanted the Packers to win and I wanted Pittsburgh to win. And it's the fourth quarter right now. We got it up here. Really nothing to write home about right now at 33-9. All right, so I knew that was going to happen. I mean, thinking with my head, you just knew that was going to happen. I did not know Le'Veon Bell was going to get hurt in the first quarter. Like, that's just the luck the Patriots had. Not great games. I mean, the Falcons were up 31-0 at halftime or whatever?
24-0.
They were up 31-0 at some point.
Yeah, they were up 31-0 at some point. I mean, like, first drive.
Click.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, this dunzo. Game, this is 33-9, click. Not great games. It's going to be a good Super Bowl. I think I have the Falcons. I have the Falcons big.
Okay, I'm always going to go with Tom Brady.
So what we're going to do today is takeaways from the games, takeaways from now that we know, barring some ridiculous Pittsburgh comeback in the last 10 minutes, now that we know the matchup, which is awesome, this is going to be the first analysis, excuse me, of the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Like, we're doing it. We're the ones. We're going to be the first talk show in the world, in the country, first radio sports radio show that's going to do the first Super Bowl analysis now that we know the teams. We're going to have a special guest, hopefully, have a story for you. Dante Hall, you remember him?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you remember him from the Chiefs?
That's Chiefs, killing it.
Dante Hall was a sick punt returner, kick returner. And he's going to come on a little bit. Nothing's ever 100%
yeah.
Like me. All right?
Yeah.
Last night, check this out. Last night, at a party, doing adult things for once, Saturday night. And I'm talking to this guy I've known for a little bit. And conversation turns to football. I tell him the same thing. Falcons by a bunch, Patriots by a bunch. I turned out to be a genius. But he starts talking. He goes, "Hey, guy, my cousin married Dante Hall." I'm like, "Oh, the kicker turner?" He's like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah." He's like, "Want to call him?" So we're like, "Yeah, we're a little tipsy, whatever." We go outside. It was a house party. We go outside. Boom, Dante Hall on the phone in the driveway. "Hey," I'm like, "Tell him to come on my show tomorrow night." So we gave him the number. He just told me he texts him.
Dante, you listening? You got to call in, buddy. You got to call in.
He's in Texas.
Yeah, okay.
So he's an hour ahead. So it's not too late.
Okay.
You know, it's like 8 o'clock out there. Then later on, after the break, we're going to have a little segment we're going to do. We have a pro football handicapper calling in.
Oh, okay.
Better known as my brother.
All right.
He's,
what, I'm not good enough for you as a pro football handicapper?
Well, no.
Listen, I gave you Clemson last week. Where's the credit for that?
You did.
Thank you.
You did.
That's college football, by the way. But
yes,
okay.
That's your area of specialties. But I did this on purpose because we're going to have a pro football handicapper, which I call my brother. He's very good. But he's going to have stuff for us. I said,
okay.
Have some stuff for us, and he's going to kind of give us some scenarios, and we're going to do our predictions based on that.
I
like not knowing what they are.
I like it.
So we'll do us on the fly.
Spur of the moment, baby.
What's going on in the game?
Still 33-9, having a little internet difficulties here. But
Tom Brady is still Tom Brady, man, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. You know, I mean, when are they ever going to lose in a big spot? You know, it's pretty funny.
How old is he?
What I said about Atlanta today, I was like, until Matt Ryan proves it in a big spot, I like the Pack.
Well, isn't this a big spot?
There we go. Here we go.
Oh, you like the Packers.
Well, I'm saying, until he proved it in a big spot.
Yeah,
and boy, did he prove me wrong.
This is the takeaways I have from this. So this is what I'm going to say about the whole both games today. There's a couple underrated units out there that aren't getting enough
Pittsburgh's
respect.
Going in, by the way.
Okay. We'll keep a close eye on that. Yep. Maybe we'll have to do some game coverage, some play-by-play.
Yep.
There's a couple units that aren't getting respect. I, for one, think the Falcons' offense is underrated.
Falcons' offense is like Oregon in college football.
Do you know that
all over the place
that the Falcons' offense this season is the eighth best scoring offense in the history of football.
I did know that because I did see that on ESPN.
Right. I heard that last night, too.
Yep.
I was like, they're getting – I heard today, oh, they're soft. They play in a soft division. NFC South is – dude, the eighth highest scoring offense in NFL history. Let's see what they did today to the Packers.
A lot of those dome teams don't get enough respect because they play in a dome. They don't. In an ideal
and
position.
I think, but I think they
just
are,
chewed the Packers a lot.
They did. And I think hopefully in the next 2 weeks we'll hear people coming for the Falcons. What do you think that line would be?
Falcons-Pats? Mm. I'm going to say it's going to be Pats given 4.
Pats are going to be favored.
Yeah, Pats are going to be favored.
Of course.
Vegas is not dumb.
No.
Again,
Pats giving 4.
Show me something.
I will take Falcons getting 4 all day.
Okay.
I might have to call Wells Fargo and mortgage my
home. Here's what you got to worry about. You got Bill Belichick with 2 weeks to prepare. Mm. He's going to take Julio out of the game. He'll probably give
Julio
up
for 2 weeks of rest.
That's a good point also.
They are nuts. Yeah. They got lucky today. I mean, look, the Patriots are a good team. Don't get me wrong. They're a very good team. They got lucky Le'Veon Bell is out of the game. They only had to worry about – that's what Bill Belichick does, right? He takes away one.
He's going to take away your best guy.
So
he would have took out Bell today. Once Bell went out, now he's doubling Brown.
Yep. Exactly. You have the best football player in football go out in an AFC Championship game. Yeah. That's luck.
Yeah. All right. That fire alarm went off early this morning. I don't know if you heard about that one.
They're on the they were on the one. They blew it.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing.
What that call was.
You know, it's funny. You watch Tom Brady quarterback sneak. He gets it every time.
Yeah.
Big Ben's what 6'6", about 260.
Come on,
sneak it in. Right, sneak
right?
the ball.
And that's like a Giants play. That's the stuff that happened to the Giants.
Yeah, that's the Giants. Speaking of which, watching Green Bay's defense today has me a little perturbed about the Giants. But we'll digress to that later on.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, boy, oh boy. You knew that defense was just kind of a little smoke and mirrors at Rodgers.
Well, Swiss cheese.
Great season for them, though.
Yeah.
To go from 4-6 to what they did.
Yeah, Swiss cheese. Good run.
Yep.
So that brings me back. Let's bring it back. Yep. Reel it in.
We got to bring it back.
Bring it back. The Falcons offense, underrated.
Absolutely.
The Falcons defense.
Pretty underrated.
I think they're underrated also. They have a good front
four. Before today, could you name more than two guys on their defense? I could.
I still can't.
I know Vic Beasley because of college.
Oh, yeah, Vic Beasley.
And Babineau's been in the league 1,000 years.
Vic Beasley led the NFL in sacks.
Did he?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
They're a total no-name defense. They got speed. They fly around.
Yeah.
I heard the stat, 9 of their guys are first or second-year starters. So that's why no one knows them. Mm. These guys haven't even been in the league yet, you know? So it kind of reminds me a little bit of Seattle with Seattle's old D coordinator.
Gotcha.
All these no-name guys. You know, Richard Sherman wasn't Richard Sherman, you know, when he
gotta
was doing the you mad bro thing to Tom Brady when they beat him.
Yeah, yeah.
God knows how many years ago.
Right, right, right.
And no one knew who the Seattle
And
he
got
Seahawks.
On the stage. Now the Falcons, I think they're underrated. They play in Atlanta.
Yep.
Atlanta, you know, not a big sports town at all. You can, no. you can
Transient
go,
town.
Transient town. Our boys live down
there. I would say Noto still live down there and Shields.
Yeah. Yeah. So we have two good friends, Jeff and I, from college who live down in Atlanta. Shout out to my boys, Matt and Chris. They're Giant fans. They're actually, one Patriots fan, one Giant fan. But no, you can go to any game you want in Atlanta. You go to World Series, doesn't even get sold out down there. It used to not get sold out when the Braves were there. You can go to any football game you want down there. They get underrated. They're underrated. They're good. They're a very good football player. I have Falcons winning the Super Bowl by double digits.
Okay. Take that loan out at Wells, baby.
Patriots defense.
Yep.
Underrated.
Oh, yeah.
So, Patriots defense, Falcons offense, good story.
Yeah.
Good storyline. A lot of conversation.
Falcons probably have the edge in that matchup.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, the Patriots defense is a lot of Belichick scheming. I mean, he's just the mad scientist. You know,
yeah,
think about, you know, you have Malcolm Butler.
Flea flicker today.
But their defense is a lot of scheme. I mean, they got some good players in there, but they're like Atlanta. You got no one to really write home about.
Right. So how old is Matt Ryan?
I would say Matt, he's probably 31.
Easily, right?
30, 31.
He was picked in like 04.
Well, pick 2 in the draft, I believe.
Eli was 04, right? So Ryan was probably
– No, Eli. Matt Ryan was after Eli.
Yeah, yeah. So when was his draft? 06? So he's been around for a long – that's 10 years, dude. He's been
how about I look it up?
He's been in the league for a long time.
Right.
It's his time. He's in the Super Bowl against Tom Brady. Perfect guy to take down. You know, if you're going to go after somebody, you might as well go after this guy. Brady just tied the record for most touchdown passes in – not just the second, but today – for most postseason touchdown passes. Joe Montana and Brady now are tied. Matt Ryan is slinging it, bro. 4 TD passes and a rushing TD.
What do you have, about 5,000 yards this year passing?
Somewhere I would say
that,
pretty
somewhere
close.
In that area?
Breeze had 5,200. That was the leader.
You know, it was a crazy stat I heard that the kid Gabriel, a little slot receiver, I guess they got from the Browns off the scrap heap, had more touchdowns than Julio Jones. Is that incredible?
Julio, that is incredible. That Julio was out for like 4 weeks.
That's, well, I don't care. Hurt. I don't care if Julio was out for 8 weeks. It's Julio Jones.
It is true. Well, Julio Jones was the man today.
Matty Ice, 2008.
He got drafted in 2008. All right, yeah. So he's been in this is like his eighth season, whatever.
31.
I like Atlanta to win this game.
Okay.
It's awesome.
We'll have a good argument about that, but I like it.
You like the Patriots.
Well, I'm always going to
We have a built-in bet.
I'm going to go Brady and Belichick.
We have a built-in bet there.
There we go.
Done.
I love it.
All right. We'll put it on the books. Okay. Other takeaways. Green Bay, magical run, comes to an end, blah, blah, blah. Pittsburgh, losing the best player. They dropped their best player in football. Is not on. That's so makes me so angry Patriots get these. And I'm not a Patriots hater, per se. I'm not a Tom Brady. Got to respect Tom Brady. He's the Jeter
of course, of
football.
Yeah.
But I don't like the Patriots fans. Like, that's – it's like the Yankees.
Not even. Because they don't have the history the Yankees have. They're kind of like – they're almost like a microwave franchise. I mean, think about it. They made one Super Bowl in 1985, and then after that, you know, until Brady Belichick.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like they have a history like the Packers, the Giants, or the Steelers.
That's true. I guess. I mean, it's also tough, football and baseball. I'm just saying, comparatively, the fans. Like, when we were in college, and the Yankees had this really big, bloated – they were bloated on steroids. They were also bloated in payroll, right? I would get, the Yankees buy their team, you know, blah, 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 which they did. You know, there's some truth to that. They still had a – cook the sauce. You still had to, you know, you shop for the groceries and you still had to win the game.
That's old Bill Parcells term
right there.
Like
exactly. So it's not like, you know, Dodgers didn't work for the Dodgers. They didn't win a World Series. They had a huge payroll. Yeah. Didn't work for the Mets. They had huge payrolls. But the point is that people would hate that. And I'm like, I kind of see where they're coming from. I would get in those yaps with New England Red Sox fans.
Man.
Yap, about Yankees, how they do it. Whatever. You know, they went. Now I feel the same way. I feel that same way against Patriots.
Oh, there's a definite arrogance to Patriot fans. It's funny. I'm the same way as you. I mean, obviously, Patriot fans are Red Sox fans, so we're not going to like them as inherently.
Yeah.
I got a Tom Brady T-shirt on underneath this. You know, that's my guy. You know, that guy's paid for my mortgage.
He's handsome. He's as handsome as you.
Yes. Yeah. A little bit more handsome.
Superstar wife.
Yeah.
Matt Ryan's married. Matt Ryan has a kid. I don't think he's married to anyone. Is he married to like a model or something?
Not that
Google
I know.
Matt Ryan wife.
I'll be on that one.
What are the best? So, it would be cool to have Aaron Rodgers have made it, so we can have the Olivia Munn, Aaron Rodgers. Like, who's hotter? I mean, Giselle's Giselle. You can't take anything away from her. I like Olivia Munn a little bit better.
I got a confession. I have no clue who Olivia Munn is. I'm gonna just tell you straight up.
That's
no
okay.
Clue.
That's
zero
okay.
Clue.
I watched the show. She was
besides
on
the fact he broke up or she broke up the whole Rodgers family. That's all I know about her.
She was on a show called The Newsroom.
Okay.
It was like two or three seasons with Jeff Daniels.
Okay.
Who was like a news anchor. It was like a cable news show. And like it was a really good show.
Right.
So she was on that with Aaron Rodgers. And she's with Aaron Rodgers. She's beautiful. But that would have been cool to have like those two. And then you got Edelman. You know who Edelman's with?
I have no clue who Edelman's with.
Adriana Lima.
Oh, good for him.
Edelman.
Good for him.
So I was at the...
So what happens when you roll with Tom Brady?
I was at the bull riding event at the Garden last week.
Okay.
And
Pittsburgh didn't score, by the way. I don't know what happened.
Still 33-9
yeah.
For any of you guys out there who were listening to this radio show to get your updates.
Yeah.
This is like...
two or three people in the country.
you better off sending a messenger pigeon to get your score updates. They listen to our show.
Yeah, good point.
There's about a million other ways you can probably get your score updates.
Absolutely.
Anyway, I was at the bull riding, and we ran into a couple of Miss Universe contestants, Miss USA. One of them is Miss Maine. Big Patriots fan. Loves Edelman, but she's like, you know, Edelman is going out with or doing whatever with Adriana Lima. I was like, damn, Edelman. Damn, Patriots, Brady. So you got Brady, you got Giselle, and Lima are the Patriots girls. And, you know, Amendola. Amendola has a smoking chick.
I love how you're so in tune with this stuff.
Well, it's social media, man. You got Munn. got Munn on Roger's side.
Okay.
And then... Who else?
It's got Matty Ryan married to some girl, Sarah Marshall, not from like Saving Sarah Marshall.
All right.
And not a bad looking lady. What? But he's the type of guy, Matt Ryan. He's such like a good old prim and proper Catholic kid.
He went to BC.
He's probably with her from the beginning of time.
Where did Matt Ryan? Where is he from?
That's a great question. Also, we have to look that one up as well. Give me one. Oh, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. What, okay.
Western PA boy.
He's a hickey. Yeah.
Like every other good quarterback.
Farm boy.
Incredible.
Yeah.
They just pump out quarterbacks.
And he's slight, man. I mean, he's tall.
Yeah.
He's got a good frame.
It is his time, though. I think you're right about that. It's his time.
Man,
he deserves this.
That offense is nuts.
He does deserve this.
Let's go back to the girl. Let's go back to the relationships just for a second, because I'm hoping we got Dante Hall calling a little bit. And I hope Dante can give us a little bit. What I want to talk to him about is more, because he's a special teams guy.
Yep.
It's kind of like what has happened to special teams in football. They're really trying to like take it away.
Yeah.
We'll talk to Dante Hall about that in a second. If you have anything to talk about, please call in 631-888-8811. Forgot the number there for a second.
There you go.
Talk to myself. Talk to Jeff. What are your takeaways in the Super Bowl? We want to hear from our listener. We want to hear from our listeners. Call in. It's Sunday night. I know I'm very tired, but whatever. You know what I mean? Like, it's
Championship
football.
Sunday.
You guys are still up watching football.
Absolutely.
You got nothing better to do. You can listen to us on 1240 AM. You're listening to us on TuneIn Radio app, or you can listen to us right on the site, Sports Talk 1240. Who do you have as your favorite, like, couples? If we were going to draft, say like this. Say we do like this. We do a draft. We'll go back and forth.
Okay.
All right. Sports couples. Now, when I say that, I mean an athlete. One of them has to be an athlete.
Okay.
Okay. One of them has to be an athlete. The other one can be a model or whatever.
Okay.
But not necessarily draft them, but their offspring.
Okay.
All right. You know what I mean? So Ooh. If you're going to sign an offspring of a couple, they don't have to be married. They have to be together. Who would you want?
You know what's pretty funny is when I just thinking about LaVar Arrington used to date Serena Williams back in the day.
I don't know
if they're married or not. But, God, what an athlete that's going to be.
Right.
That's got to be a brick house.
Brick house. Sheldon Williams, remember that dude from Duke?
Yeah.
He played in the league. Candace Parker he's married to.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. I'll sign there.
That's going to be a baller. Yeah.
Yeah, boy or girl. Boom.
Yeah, absolutely.
Done. You know what I mean? Like, that's a WNBA player.
Right.
Easy.
Right.
Easy. I mean, NBA player, you don't know. Some of we're watching kids now that their parents, like Jordan's kids, like, they play basketball. They can't make it in the league.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's
weird. I think your guys are harder than this to be
well,
a professional.
Well, that's the thing. But, like, you're Jordan's kid. So that's kind of like the point of this exercise.
Yes.
Who would you want to pick as? So you're going to draft someone's child. For the sake of this game, we're going to say it doesn't matter if it's a boy or a girl, but for the sake of this game, we'll just say whatever.
I just have, like, a very good-looking couple. I'll go with, like, Verlander and Kate Upton.
Verlander and Kate Upton.
I love Kate Upton.
Okay.
I mean, what's not to love?
What's not to love?
Okay.
But Verlander and Kate Upton's kid?
Yeah.
I mean, basically, all that kid can be is a
baseball
pitcher,
player.
baseball pitcher.
Yeah.
And who knows? I mean, Kate Upton's not like. I mean, she's beautiful, but like she's like
not a super athlete.
She's not athletic, probably. You know, I don't know. I mean, she's fit. She has to be, right. She works out, so
of course.
I mean, she's got good genes. So that's cool. All right, Verlander, Kate Upton's kid. Interesting. I'm gonna have to go just because I have to, and no one would let me live this down if I didn't. Jeter and Hannah Davis.
Okay.
Kid. Now their unborn child. God bless them. When they get born, Hannah Davis is tall. She's a supermodel.
Yep.
Swimsuit model. You know she has good genes. Her brother, Connor Davis, is a monster. I met him one time at a Dream Hotel. He's a monster.
Okay.
And he's like a pro. I think he's like a male model.
All
but
right.
He's like Diesel.
I like Derek Zoolander, but Diesel.
Diesel, the guy.
Right.
So Jeter and Hannah's kid. A
we're
plus.
Just so far out of my realm here of celebrity on. Athletes and wives.
Well, you know.
I'm trying to think. All right.
Giselle and Tom Brady's
I know
kid.
one that's a fan, I guess a kind of a new couple is Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union.
Oh, there you go.
That's, I mean, yeah. I don't know if Gabrielle Union's an athlete. She's a
she's
good
an actress.
Actress
but,
good actress.
But you know, you're an actress. If you're a good-looking, sort of tall woman, you know what I mean? Like, if you're in shape, you're probably athletic in some ways. You know, these Victoria's Secret models, they're all boxing and doing all these crazy stuff to, like, keep in shape. You're physically fit.
Sure.
Jeter, Hannah Davis's kid, is up there. Munn, I think Aaron Rodgers and Munn, although you can't really be a quarterback. You see, the quarterback position, I had this conversation, was it with you? They're like, oh, hardest position in sports, quarterback. I am like, well, you know, Tom Brady's a creaky old man. He's killing it. Like, how hard is it if you can play when you're in your 40s? You know what I mean? Like, how hard is that position really? Physically, it's not.
Well, there's only maybe five people on earth that can do it at an elite level.
They're
you
not.
You look at it that way. You know,
they're not athletic.
No.
Peyton Manning.
A lot of them are cerebral.
Peyton Manning.
It's all, yeah. 90% of their games played upstairs.
It's mental. Yeah. It's your shoulder. It's the arm. Aaron Rodgers throws the football like no one I've ever seen.
Of course.
Like,
Aaron Rodgers is a great athlete.
Aaron Rodgers.
He's a great athlete.
He almost had a touchdown. He almost had an 80-yard touchdown.
He's a great athlete.
That was bananas. He almost had a touchdown run. That would have been sick. It was an 80-yard touchdown run. It was like a 35-yard run. But are they? Are quarterback, I mean, whatever. I mean, it's all mental.
As a guy that's watched Eli the last 12 years.
As a guy that's watched Eli, as a guy that knows Jamarcus Russell exists on planet Earth.
Yeah.
You know, Jamarcus Russell's a specimen. Number one overall draft pick. Couldn't play a lick in the NFL.
Of course not.
You know, it happens all the time with these guys. So I guess it's hard in that sense. But you can't tell me that Aaron Rodgers can play another position on the football field. Absolutely not.
Good athlete, though. He'd probably be good at everything else.
Slot receiver?
Yeah, not fast enough. At the NFL level? No way.
Yeah.
No way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He was fast at it, but you're right.
He's good for a regular human being. He's a pretty good athlete.
Is there any quarterback?
Okay.
It probably is.
Russell Wilson, I'm just thinking.
Is there any quarterback? Oh, Russell Wilson and Sierra. Good one.
Okay. Oh, there we go. Look at how I did that by mistake. She's a singer. I didn't even know who very Russell good. Wilson was dating, yeah, but no, nice job.
He's married to okay. Sierra. Okay. Let me see Elliot.
You are so in tune with pop culture, Viv.
Bro, Instagram, man. I have a commute. I'm commuting back and forth.
All right, you get a lot more time in the day.
You know what I mean? I do some quote-unquote work on the train, but okay. I'm also on the
You're checking in on Russell Wilson and Sierra.
Listen. The number is 631-888-8811. We want to hear from you if you're at all listening to us. Tell me who your favorite celebrity slash sports couple is. Tell me what you think about the Super Bowl. Also, follow me on the Sports Sizzle YouTube channel. I have a great proposition for Dante Hall if we get to talk to him with a little video, a little kind of shtick I want to do with him.
A little challenge?
He visits my town a lot because his friends.
Hillpeck?
Yeah. No, Colts Remember.
Okay.
Because he has like family out there. We'll talk to him about that. The Sports Sizzle YouTube channel is taking off. The recap video from the bull riding is okay. up. Is the latest video. It was hysterical.
I heard a rumor today about you, by the way, that you made Barstool honorable mention.
I was number one.
Were you?
I was number one.
One of my buddies told me that today.
I was number one on the Barstool Power Rankings a couple weeks ago.
Look
yes.
at you.
Thank you. The acclimates.
All right, there we go.
The acclimates. I have a little. We won't get into that, but it was fun. It was fun. But follow me on Team Vivolo. I have some good stuff, man. I'm getting a lot of followers. I'm an entertaining, dude.
Yeah, you've done some crazy things.
Sports Sizzle is the YouTube channel. Do you?
I don't do any of this.
Subscribe
stuff.
To my YouTube channel.
I'm subscribed to all your nonsense. But
subscribe to my YouTube channel. Share it on Facebook.
I'll do that.
We got to take this thing to the next level.
I will take it to the next level.
You're a part of it.
All right. I guess I am a part of it now.
We're going to do something with you. We're going to do like an offensive lineman in the city blocking video where we kind of like.
You know what's pretty bad is that I played running back when I was in high school. So this is good. I've evolved.
Fullback.
Fullback. Yeah, fullback.
How many touchdowns did you have?
Zero.
What?
Zero touchdowns.
What? They didn't give it
to you? I did play with one kid that made the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And my other running back. Full ride to Syracuse.
Nice.
So both of them were like 1,500-yard rushers.
Good team, North
I
Fab.
Had zero carries for 0 yards my senior year.
But
zero carries.
But you had a 1,500-yard back behind you?
Two 1,500-yard backs.
At the same season?
Yeah.
3,000
yards? All you do is run the ball.
And all you do is block.
All you do is run the ball.
And all you do is block
that.
Get through.
Yeah,
take the second
throwback.
Tier.
I don't know how the hell we got in the high school tier. Football, but because you're calling me an offensive lineman.
Well,
I guess I was a glorified offensive lineman with a running back number.
All right, so getting some tweets here. That they're going to say, what's the score? That the line. The
Patriots are going in again, it looks like.
Geez.
Gee whiz.
What's Brady's numbers?
Oh, goodness gracious.
Brady's got to be
He's
close
got
to
almost 400.
3 TDs?
Chris Hogan, it looks like Hulk Hogan today.
Okay.
My man's got 200 yards almost and two tutties.
Man. He had the flea flicker touchdown.
Yeah, he had the flea flicker touchdown. You know what's crazy about him? Belichick is so smart. You take a kid, he's a headsy kid. He's definitely not a super athlete. They just. All right, you're gonna be the Gronk now. You know, obviously he's not Gronk physically. Just gonna run over the. We're gonna spread the Patriots. We're gonna spread the Steelers out, and you're gonna run right over the middle of the field. We're gonna get you in a soft spot in the zone, and we're gonna just kill.
He's obviously
the Steelers.
Smart.
Oh yeah,
because you know that Ocho Cinco went there, couldn't do it.
Yeah,
Ocho Cinco went. Like, why can't? Who's
Chris Hogan? Do you remember Hogan from the Hard Knocks? They were calling him 7-Eleven. He was on the Dolphins.
Always open.
Oh yeah, they were calling him 7-Eleven.
That's hysterical.
Yeah.
No, I don't. But you know, he was a walk-on. Lacrosse player at Penn State. Like, that's his whole background.
Right. No one wanted him for football. So he just said, I'm going to go play lacrosse.
So he's smart enough for this offense. That must be obviously a huge part of it.
Absolutely.
Because, yeah, I mean, it's a system. You plug him in, plug and play system that Belichick has made out there.
Patriots kicked the field goal. I know no one cares about these updates.
36-9.
Yeah.
If you care.
Dunzo.
Man, I couldn't. I'm so happy. I'm not happy the Patriots. Trust me, I don't want this. Yeah. This is not the matchup I wanted for the Super Bowl. But I'm so happy that last night I'm at this party. All these guys, they're like, oh, you're doing your show tomorrow night? Yeah. What do you think? I'm like, blowouts. Yeah. Patriots blowout, Atlanta blowout. And I would say it to everyone. So that was last night at like midnight. I'm like ripping that that's what's going to happen, and it happened. So that's pretty cool.
30-point games almost, so yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. I mean, you called your shot there.
And the over was 60 on the NFC game.
Yep, and it hit.
What's the over on?
Shout out to Rob Frank because he had the over big time. I was with him all day. We were sweating it out.
You were sweating it out.
Oh, yeah.
Where is he?
45? Yeah, where is
Rob? Where is he?
I don't know. No one knows where Rob is.
No. Where's Dante Hall?
Feeding his wife ice cream. Yeah, Dante, help
Come
us
on,
out here.
Man. All right.
So
well.
Didn't you allude to something about the lines? Give me a...
Oh, 3.5.
3.5?
3.5 is what they're saying.
How good of a handicapper am I? Gee
so
whiz.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Gee whiz.
We're on the air here, you know. Trying to be good.
All right. So, Pats -3.5.
Okay. Over-under 52, 53? Probably higher than that, actually. Yeah. I'm not going to say it's 60.
High 50s.
Yeah, I'm going to say 57, actually.
High 50s.
Yeah.
You know,
that game is
a lot of these Super Bowls.
That game might be played in the 30s.
It might be. Yeah. A lot of these Super Bowls start off tight. They start off tight.
Yeah.
They open up in the second half, but they start off tight.
Right.
I would not be surprised to see a 0-0 first quarter.
You give a good coach 2 weeks to prepare for a team, he'll figure you out.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
And I think Dan Quinn's a pretty good coach, by the way.
Yeah.
Young guy. He's only 46.
He is?
Yeah. He's a young guy.
30
Jersey guy.
They hired.
Oh, the over Rams. In St. Louis? Yeah.
No, Rams. L.A., dude.
Oh, yeah. L.A.
I refuse
to acknowledge that L.A. has any teams.
They have two.
Yeah, no one likes anything out there. They just want to eat avocado and go to the beach.
What a disaster.
Oh, the Chargers are going to be four people at the game.
What a disaster.
It's going to be like my Islanders
days. That means we can go to a Giant
game. We could probably go to a Giant game out there. I'm always up for that. You know that.
That is good.
Yeah.
You know I love L.A., baby.
Yeah.
You know, when we get big, when we get big.
You know what's pretty funny is I was telling everybody, I went to Pittsburgh and went to Green Bay this year. I had a shot of going to see the two teams that eventually were in the Super Bowl.
Mm.
But I guess it's the two teams that lost to go to the Super Bowl.
Back when I was cool and I used to go to Giant away games more before I, you know, family.
Multiple kids.
Yeah. I went to Giant Saints in the Superdome.
Okay.
And then the Saints went on to win the Super Bowl.
Oh,
then I went to Giants Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh went on to win the Super
Bowl. Look at you.
So the next year I was like, I don't think I want to go to an away game.
Yeah.
That's the team. And I think we went.
I think our buddy Owen's going to call up and say, go to an indie game.
And I said, then I went to Giants Falcons in Atlanta. But they didn't go.
Right.
So I've been to Giants Falcons in that door. Oh, George Dome is closed. Last game.
Yeah, that's it. Way to close it out in style.
If you go to the Sports Sizzle.
Yes.
YouTube channel, you will see an amazing,
I have seen
amazing
that
Georgia Dome experience video with me and my brother who's calling in a little bit. Dante Hall, line is already set at 3 points. Patriots are favored.
Three points. That's dropping already.
That's the sports handicapper himself. Text me on that.
I was a bad, though, four on a whim.
You know why? Because it started off at four, and I started buying at four.
Yeah, three and a half.
Money came in on
Mike Vivolo is moving the line.
Yeah, exactly.
All 16 people listening are moving away. You're moving a line.
I will take 3.5.
Okay.
If that's really what it is, I'll find it. I'll figure it out.
We're going to have to make a gentleman's bet on that one.
No gentleman's bet. Absolutely not. We're going to make
a real bet. All right, we'll make a real bet. Well, something.
I want you to take
that. Not cash money records. Humiliating.
A date at Dunley's.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
A date at Adventureland.
Okay.
Right here. We got to get Adventureland as a sponsor, dude. Anyone out there want to sponsor me, sponsor this show, come on, we can talk sports. Adventureland, that'd be great. That's what it is. We'll make the bet, and it'll be you got to take me and my kids to Adventureland.
Okay.
And then if I lose.
Yeah, I don't have many kids to go to Adventureland.
Then I have to take you and Rob to Adventureland.
All right, even better. Even better.
And you get to ride the carousel.
I don't win in either of these regards.
Hold on. Rob has to wear a Yankee shirt.
Okay.
Rob has to wear a Yankee shirt for that. Where is he?
I don't know if Rob's listening.
Text him and have a call. I want to talk to him.
All right. Very good.
We're going to go on a break in a little bit. And we'll be back with some lines for the Super Bowl and some prop bets and some good old stuff. Yeah. All right. So we'll talk to you in a minute.
You're listening to Sports Talk 1240 on Long Island's AM 1240. WGBB.
Country Foot Care, official podiatrists of the New York Lizards, have been delivering state-of-the-art foot care with good old-fashioned caring to Long Island residents for over 30 years. Specialists in sports medicine and foot injuries, Country Foot Care can be reached at 516-741-FEET or online at countryfootcare.com.
Want to advertise your business on Sports Talk 1240? Place an ad on sportstalk1240.com and run a radio commercial during the show every Sunday night here on AM 1240 WGBB. Our rates are very affordable. We'll even produce the radio commercial for you. Just head over to sportstalk1240.com and fill out the Contact Us form and let us start promoting your business today.
Unflippable, unflappable, unleakable. The Gustbuster is the only umbrella that won't flip inside out, rip, tear, or leak. Capable of withstanding winds over 55 miles per hour. All of our umbrellas are constructed of the finest quality materials and backed by a limited lifetime guarantee. What are you waiting for? Visit Gustbuster.com and get your Gustbuster today.
Stay connected to Sports Talk 1240 by following us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Sports Talk 1240.
You're listening to Sports Talk 1240, broadcasting every Sunday night beginning at 8 p.m. right here on Long Island's AM 1240 WGBB, the station that serves your community. And now, back to the show.
All right, so we're back. The second half of the second half. Number two.
Fourth quarter, baby.
Fourth quarter. There you go. And the finals, is it final?
Basically final. I mean, so four minutes left.
Let's step right into our Super Bowl preview show. The Falcons of Atlanta, the Dirty Bird, the Dirty South, the ATL, rap stars, ball players, addicted to the limelight, Gucci Mane. Who else is an Atlanta rapper? Master P. No,
Master P's New Orleans.
New Orleans. There's a ton. T.I., my boy. I have a great interview with T.I. If you go on the Sports Sizzle YouTube, you see my awesome red carpet interview with T.I.
Shameless promotion tonight. I love it. Shameless.
No, man, it's worth it.
Shameless.
T.I. So you have all these rappers. You have a little, you know, I'll say.
All those New England rappers. John Cena.
Little gangster innuendo of Atlanta. You know, you have like the Too Legit to Quit Hammer. All those guys. Remember that back in the day? It was. That when Hammer was like on the sidelines of the Falcons?
Oh, yeah. They're the Dirty Bird. Who's Jamal Anderson?
No, it wasn't Jamal Anderson.
With the Falcons?
Jamal Anderson was the 98 run.
Okay.
The Dion team that went.
Oh, wow. Before that?
Yeah. That was Metcalf.
Oh, all right.
Right? And that's when Hammer was big in the early 90s. And that's when he was on the side.
Right.
But so they have that, right? And then you have New England, which is the polar opposite.
Absolutely. Buttoned up. Do your job.
Yeah, like, you know, what do they say? We're going to the Super Bowl. Wicked. Yeah. The Patriots are wicked good.
I can't stand New England.
Right?
Earth.
Ugh. So now.
But I love the Patriots. I respect the hell out of, TFB and Belichick.
I know.
Seventh Super Bowl, dude.
Belichick's a little funny.
Seventh Super Bowl.
Belichick is a little funny.
They do some interesting things.
They have this big rivalry with Goodell now, and the suspension on Brady in the beginning of the season, which is just unbelievable. I mean, this is like the biggest incredible slap in the face ever to Goodell. Patriots win the Super Bowl this year. I don't have them winning, though.
Pittsburgh Steelers have scored a touchdown.
Ooh.
I think the over just hit for you. Over was 50.5, 36-15.
For those of you that 50.5, 50.5.
And it's 51.
That's six, and they're going to go for
C. Hamilton. I don't even know who that is. They're just putting kids in now.
Oh, boy. Get him some.
Benny to C. Hamilton.
All right. So, listen, these games were stinky. The teams, they are what I thought they were.
Yeah. Denny Green. Yes.
Denny Green again. Remember we used him last
week? Yeah, we love Denny Green.
But that's such a great such a great phrase, and it came from football coach, so that's perfect. They are what what they thought. I thought they were. Listen, the Falcons are money. The Georgia Dome. Tough place to play.
Yeah.
Very tough place to play. I went to the Giants-Falcons 35-0 game a couple years ago. We're sitting in the upper deck. We moved down after we snuck down. You know, we snuck down later on. But
you never do those type of things.
No.
I figure guys like you and Noto, the money you guys have, you'd be sitting on 50-yard line.
We bribed
someone
to then get us into the lower low.
I like it.
Listen. Green's my favorite.
I'll tell you, going to a game with Mike Vivolo, you will end up either on the field, near the field. You know, you might call a play
in the newspaper.
That's why his YouTube channel is probably pretty funny to check out.
It's great.
He's bold. He's very bold, Mike.
36-17 Pats.
Yep.
Blowout.
Onside kick pending for no reason.
How much time?
3:30.
Okay, so we're gonna talk about Super Bowl. Okay, here we go. Falcons throwing darts. All of the field, tons of weapons.
Speed.
Tons of weapons.
A lot of speed.
Julio, monster. Best receiver in football, Julio Jones. When healthy.
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, because he's just a monster.
He's Odell Beckham and Dez Bryant in one guy. He's got Odell's speed, and he's got Dez Bryant's, you know, physicality.
Body, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's a monster.
Monster.
Total monster.
He's A.J. Green. A.J. Green's a little more toothpicky.
You know, I mean, Antonio Brown's incredible, but gun to my head, I'll take Julio.
Of course. Yeah. He goes, like, he can go up and get it.
Because he's a 6'5".
A.B.'s a great route runner. Beckham is obviously very quick, like, route runner, and has that speed that you just somehow can't catch him.
Yeah, Julio, when he's healthy, is... I mean, you see that touchdown today on the
73
slant? Ridiculous.
Yeah, so Julio
looks like a little league kid.
So you have Matt Ryan, who's the NFL MVP.
Might go to Rodgers, but okay.
Do they voted on MVP yet? I know these games don't count. The playoffs don't count.
I don't know.
But if it's voted on...
I've never been a big awards guy, to be quite honest with you.
So I'm thinking, like, Matt Ryan's run has to influence the MVP voters because he's had two monster playoff games now he's in the Super Bowl.
Of course.
So that has to influence it, even though it's not supposed to influence it. I think Matt Ryan's the MVP.
Okay.
And Julio. All right, so we're going to do some... Like I said, it's our Super Bowl preview show. Sports Talk 1240, Super Bowl preview show. We're going to introduce our sports handicapper. His name is Matt Vivolo, Team Vivolo.
Man, big reach you got here. Big reach.
Big reach.
Huge
reach. International. Matt, are you there?
Hey-o.
Hey-o. All right, it's happening. So, the line is already set at three.
Yeah, line is set at three, opening line.
And what do you think?
I think that's probably about right. 3 points, Pats.
Any over under?
It's so annoying that the Patriots are.
any over under on that game?
Not that I saw
nothing
yet.
Nothing yet. Okay.
So I was.
What do you guys think about the over under?
I think it's about mid 50s, high 50s, 56, 57.
I think under that.
Really? The Falcons' offense is explosive.
Oh, the Falcons. Yeah.
They're explosive, and they're gonna win by double digits.
Yeah, we gotta get Mike a Devontae Freeman jersey because he loves the Falcons.
Devontae Freeman.
Yeah.
Find me that, Matt. I want to try to see like what odds I can get of like the Falcons winning by like 8 or 9. All right. Wow. So, like we said, we're gonna do some prop betting. We're gonna do some interesting scenarios with Matt. Give me what you got, buddy.
Well, I mean, we have the standard stuff here, but I mean, one of the ones we saw was. Will Donald Trump tweet out 5 times between kickoff and final play of the game?
Over. Way over.
Just I don't know. How often does Trump tweet?
A lot.
He does.
Oh, yeah.
So during the Super Bowl?
Absolutely. He's going to be tweeting the entire Super Bowl.
100%.
He could do a podcast.
That's out
you
there?
You think clearly, over.
I'm hammering that bet.
Clearly over.
Oh, clearly over. That'll be done by halftime.
He might go completely dark on that whole game.
I guess if he goes to the game, that might adversely affect it.
It's either 0 or 100.
I agree with you. I agree.
Yeah, okay. That's good.
That's a great prop bet, by the way.
Yeah,
that's
I told you, this guy knows what he's doing.
Yes.
That's very funny. All right, so let's see.
Trump must tweet 25 times a day, by the way.
I don't know.
I'm telling you.
All right, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Trump tweets... Over 5?
I got over. Give me the over all day on that one.
Did he tweet today at any of these games? That's a good
it's a good. I guess a good setup.
Look
but,
at
yeah.
that to see.
Okay.
You can mark it on that. Yeah.
All right.
I mean, it's between
I'll look that
kickoff
up.
And final play. So anything before or after, stricken from the record.
Oh, okay. It's actually during the gameplay.
Correct.
I'm still taking the over.
He'll have. And then
I'm not scared.
He'll congratulate after the the game's over.
You got to think there's going to be one about halftime show. There'll be one about some
true.
Commercial. Oh, I saw the Ford truck commercial. I'm proud to be an American. Blah blah blah. We're creating jobs.
Yeah.
Over all day.
Yeah. Look at all those people pushing that stage off the field, like with all the jobs.
Right. How about this? I'm leaving Barclays Center. I don't want to digress here. Leaving the Islander game the other night, and there's guys in the street selling Donald Trump T-shirts. I'm like, look at this guy. He's already creating jobs.
Yeah.
Right
yeah.
on the street. The day before the inauguration.
Oh, man. All right, what else?
Halftime show, we have Lady Gaga, who I personally absolutely love, setting off the halftime show. And the prop is, will she make some type of comment, political comment, or mention Trump in a statement?
Ooh.
I think that's also going to hit. She's bold, man.
Is she, though?
Yeah, she's
like,
pretty bold.
She's...
You Vivolo guys like Lady Gaga, don't you? I can see that. That's a family
I love
trait.
Gaga.
What's your favorite Gaga song?
Favorite Gaga song?
I know mine right away. Mine is, I don't know what it's called. Ra, ra.
Bad Romance. Rah, rah.
Yeah. That's
come on.
That's triple Romance.
Gaga says a political statement. Gaga says a political statement at a halftime show. Does a political. Now, read exactly what it says, like the wordage of that bet.
Well, initially, will she mention Donald Trump in a statement? And then we just said, let's just blanket it with general political statement, like some type of stance on stage.
She might not say it, but she might, wear, a shirt that says something.
I think she goes subtle, but she makes some type of political stance.
Yes.
Nonverbal cues?
Yeah, yes. Nonverbal
cues.
Nonverbal cues. Like a, like a Janet Jackson, the titty out, whatever that one was. nipple gate?
Yes.
No, is that nipple gate?
Wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah. Wardrobe malfunction. Like she just like opens up her shirt and she's wearing like a Hillary Clinton. A picture of Hillary Clinton. You know what I mean? Like something like that. That could be possible. Interesting.
I got to go back to the Trump thing real fast. Here's the thing with Trump. When he tweets, like he only tweeted like four or five times today, but when he tweets, he'll fire off like four or five in one shot.
What do you got?
Well, no, just, you know, talking about the protests. Wow, my ratings. Watch the ratings on the inauguration. He'll fire off like five or six in one shot. So I think you're right, Matt. I think it's going to be either zero or he's going to make, you know, 300. Yeah. Especially, I'll tell you, one could lead to the other. If Gaga makes some type of stance, you know there's a Trump tweet coming within 15 seconds.
Just set him off.
Oh, yeah. He could just go nuts.
That's great.
He's like, you know.
This is our president.
Yeah, it is. And I voted for him. God almighty. It's like one of those, what did I do type of things,
all right,
you know?
All right, Matt, what else?
I was just going to just quickly get back up to Nipplegate. I'd like to make a quick comment. Underrated, the unsung hero in that whole thing is Timberlake.
Oh, totally.
Halftime show.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Bring JT back.
Oh, love JT.
Bring him back.
He gets overshadowed by the nipple.
He was the guy that exposed it.
Right. JT's wife.
No clue.
Jessica Biel.
They were hooking up.
Ex-Jeter. Ex-Jeter girl.
Well, Jeter's been with like half the Maxim 100.
Don't quote me on that.
It's true. Yeah. Jeter, everybody. Like celebrity couples, Jeter, everybody.
Yeah.
What would be Jeter's, let's just take a Jeter interjection here. What would be Jeter's best former love connection, whatever, who would be the best athlete, produce the best athlete offspring? Did he ever go out with an athlete? No more Mia.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
I like how we're just all over the place.
Okay.
Let's make this a full topic.
Yeah, this is a different.
We can't just go into.
I think your brother's obsessed with celebrity couples, man. This is like his thing.
He's got a lot of relationship back and forth. I noticed.
Yeah.
We'll go. You know, that'll be a whole different segment. Maybe that'll be in the springtime when baseball season starts.
Will they mention Derek Jeter during the Super Bowl?
That's a real prop bet. Oh, no, that's got to be like plus $2 million.
If it was in,
I would take it.
If it was in like Kalamazoo, Michigan,
right?
They would say, "Yo, the home of Derek Jeter." Man. If it was in like Yankee Stadium,
you never know. Maybe he goes to the game. They show him in the crowd. You never know. Anything's possible,
right?
Anything's possible.
He can be on the sideline halftime and then just be like, "Oh, the stars are out of the Super Bowl. There's Derek Jeter. Where's so it's in Houston?
Houston, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't see Jeter.
Me either.
He's in Tampa.
If it was in Tampa,
big old mansion.
If it was in Tampa,
he was
in St. Petersburg.
Yeah.
He might be there. If it was in Yankee Stadium, like in the, you know, they, how they make, if they have football there,
sure,
and the Super Bowl somehow was there, that they would mention, they would definitely mention Derek Jeter.
Very much so.
100%. That's funny. All right, what else? This is unbelievable, by the way.
I love this props, man.
Patriots are putting a bow on this game as we speak.
Okay.
They're kneeling it out.
What did they score?
36-15 final?
36-17 is going to be the final.
Blowouts, man. I should have bet. I didn't bet. I got to find a place where I can bet on, like, because I don't like betting $100 to win $100.
Yeah.
I want to bet $100 to win 10 grand. You know what I mean? Like, that's the what I'm looking
for. So you want to do, like, 19 parlays?
But no, not
you
even. I want to do, like,
take
like
up horse betting.
Yeah.
Stuff like this.
Right.
Yeah, I want to do stuff like this, like wacky stuff.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That has very low odds of actually happening, but could pay big.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's what I
look
for.
That's how you get your bank account.
That's what I look for.
All right. My
kid's got to eat.
Will there be a horse on the field?
Will there be a horse on the field? I think so.
I think Sterney
Anthem. It's Houston. Hey, it's Cowboys down there.
Okay.
There's definitely a horse on the field.
Okay.
Multiple. Is that a real one? Or did you make that up?
I was thinking there might be security horses, but they're like they're not on the actual
color field. Guard?
They're off the field.
Color guard?
They're on the sideline.
Military?
So a horse on the actual playing field.
Oh, on the actual playing field. Does the halftime show count? Like, does it before and after count? Or? Right, not during play, gameplay.
Yeah. During gameplay.
There's no horse in the field now.
It'd be pretty interesting.
I think, yes. Houston is horse country, bro.
Yeah.
It's Cowboys, you know. They have,
and Ryan is a horse. I don't know about
trillion,
it.
Trillion 10-gallon hats. I just went to the rodeo. I just went to the bull riding.
Yeah.
All the big cowboy hats. They're gonna show up to. There's going to be horses.
I gotta share the best.
Don't get cowboy hats.
Best Super Bowl prop I ever hit. I'm just thinking about this now that we're talking. Red Hot Chili Peppers, the year they played, I think it was in
halftime show.
Halftime show. Will a Red Hot Chili Pepper be shirtless? Easiest money I've ever made in my life. Flea was shirtless and Kiedis. And it was like even money bet. I was like, this is the easiest money in the history of the world.
That really is.
Yeah, that was actually a prop. I think it was in New York. I think the Chili Peppers were in New York halftime show.
I have no idea.
There was a Beyonce cleavage prop last year.
All right. Oh, what? Zero. Oh, right. Yeah. All right. What else we got?
Yeah. Huge payout.
Is there a prop right now if Dante Hall will call into the show in the next 13 minutes?
National Anthem is going to be sung by Luke Bryant, very popular singer right now.
Hello, cowboy hat.
He'll ride a horse on the
field.
There
you go. He's gonna, there you go.
You think he's going to ride a horse?
No. We're just being idiots.
Brainstorm.
Probably
brainstorm.
A pickup truck. I would put money on a pickup truck. Now, over-under set at 220.
I have no idea.
National Anthem.
I have no idea about that stuff.
Another great story of mine. I guess I am a degenerate gambler. But Christina Aguilera one year did the anthem and missed a verse.
Yes.
I had the over, missed a verse.
Yes, that was exactly what I was saying.
Missed a verse.
She didn't say it. She missed a verse of the anthem.
Yeah.
And I remember I was watching it with my family. My niece was like, she didn't say a whole line.
Yeah.
And we're like, that's going to affect the over-under of the anthem.
And it did.
So 220. I want to look at Luke Bryan singing. This is how we study this. Luke Bryan singing style.
I'm going to say under. Because I know most of the time when Aguilera did it, it was 224. That number sticks in my head.
Yeah.
And Christina Aguilera is holding notes all day.
That's true. That's true.
And
unless they country it up and they just write out crazy stuff.
He's definitely countrying it up. But does Luke Bryant hold notes? No, definitely not. He's gonna put a country twang on it.
He wants to go have a Bud Heavy.
That's not even the national anthem though.
Someone call him the Cisco of country music.
Really?
What is that?
Yeah. The Cisco of country
music. Someone called him the Cisco of country music.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
He's burnt out? He's been popular 15 years ago? All right. 57.5 just came in as the over-under.
Wow.
I'm
not going to lie.
Under.
I should move to Vegas and become a handicap.
That's unbelievable. That's
not bad.
All right. What else we got, Matt?
We have Color Gatorade. Classic.
Color Gatorade spilt on the coach. Easy. Actually, that's not easy.
I never know what that is.
Well, if it's
orange, is always
so
like
the Patriots. It's the color of the teams, right? I mean, so red would be the Falcons, not black, and then
blue,
red or blue would be
the Patriots.
So is there a different?
Well, they dumped it out. They dumped it out today on the Falcons coach. I'm pretty sure it was orange.
Yeah,
clue you guys in.
Yeah, so that one
I
skipped.
That's good film study.
That's what you stay away from. That's what you stay away from.
This
is how long do you have to make this bet? Because you can have an insider at the game look at what kind of Gatorade they're
wearing. Oh, no, that goes off before the game starts.
Way before,
yeah. You're not going to be making that bet in the second quarter.
Oh, look at this. I got a text. You called it blowouts like a mofo.
There you go.
The guy from last night.
Nice.
All right. Gatorade, I stay away from the Gatorade.
Yeah,
I don't touch those bets. What else?
Odds on MVP. Brady.
Brady Ryan.
Hogan. And probably.
That's going to be Julio.
Hogan. I'd say Julio, then probably Edelman.
Oh, I'm saying, I'm thinking my way. I'm thinking.
Yeah, long shot.
Long shot.
Long shot guy. The problem with Hogan is he blew up today.
Right,
You know, the Patriots, that guy Mitchell might blow up next week or something. Yeah, someone like that. You know?
I was thinking Malcolm Mitchell as a sleeper fantasy guy for next year.
It's not bad.
So
Mohamed Sanu, how about that as a sleeper?
The thing is, though, can a receiver win it? No, you can't because if he's
quarterback,
the quarterback's the one throwing the ball.
Right.
So you have to have, Blunt go for, 150 and two touchdowns, which he won't.
No.
Or you have to have Deion Lewis have a game like he had against Houston where he had a kick return and a receiving touchdown and, do a lot of little things. Or you got to have Devonta Freeman break, two long touchdown runs. Other than that, it's going to be quarterback.
Yeah. You're probably right, especially the way these two are playing.
Yeah. I mean, and if Dante Hall would call up in this game, I'd say, kick returners had that for a moment. Desmond Howard, Devin Hester. They make big plays, and they also play in the field. They play the receivers also.
Sure.
So they have a chance to contribute a lot to the game in all facets. That's how you get MVPs. But it's always quarterback.
Yeah.
All right. What else?
They just moved the line to 2.5.
Man, I told you.
Mike Vivolo is moving this line.
I told you.
By himself. I'll give it to you at 3. By the way, I'm thinking about this. I think New England is a better matchup for Atlanta than Pittsburgh. I really do. Because Pittsburgh is more predicated on a power running game
if they're healthy. Yeah.
Whereas I think Atlanta's defense and their speed might be a pretty good matchup for New England's offense.
I was getting in your head already.
Yeah. No, I mean, listen, I'm taking Tommy. Don't worry.
Give you 3.5, right?
No, you're 3. Right. It's at 2.5 right now.
We took the bet 3.5. All right. I want to go to Ventureland.
I know.
All right. What else you got, Matt?
Ventureland. Will there be a touchdown over 45 yards scored?
Will it be a touchdown of over 45 yards? That's another one you really stay away from.
I think no.
I mean, the odds are no. I mean, so this is like an even money bet?
Yeah, probably about even money. I bet you more people are betting. No, I bet you more people are betting that it will. Based on Julio's big play today.
I think it will. Yeah, Julio definitely. Or Edelman or Hogan, those guys break them.
Touchdown though is the difference.
Touchdown's true.
Interesting. That's an even money bet, and that's like the line. I'm like the over under of longest.
I'm away from that.
Basically,
one. Yeah, I'm off that one.
You staying away from that?
I'm off that one. Yeah,
me too.
I don't know about that.
What's the one that we loved?
Trump?
Trump tweeting?
I love the Trump tweeting. I think he's going to have a bonanza during this.
Well, you know, we'll have to see because now that he's in, like, tomorrow's a big day, folks. You know, by the way, his first, like, business day and all that. We'll see what happens with his Twitter account, too. You know what I mean?
I don't think much is changing.
With his Twitter account. I'm saying maybe he's someone tells him Kool-Aid or whatever. I don't know.
Right. It's like Manny being Manny, Trump being Trump.
No, he's our president, dude. Manny Ramirez. Okay. We got any more?
I heard Manny just signed a contract over in Asia.
He did.
China?
He's playing with like the Saibu Lions or something. He's the best.
He's a good dude. Manny Ramirez. Was he in the Hall of Fame? Is he on the Hall of Fame ballot?
He was. They're talking about how he barely got any votes this year.
I want to do a Jeter video where I want to get like 10-year-old kids and reenact some of his great plays.
Okay.
And have that and have it ready for his inauguration,
phenomenal,
if you will. And I really want him to break the. Is it Tom Seaver who has a record? Who has a record? Kirby Puckett? Percentage voted. Tom Seaver had it for very, very long.
He's going to be close.
I'm hoping. Jared Jeter's Hall of Fame induction, always comes back to Jeter, will be the biggest induction in the history of Cooperstown.
Okay. What was Junior? He was almost full?
Junior was like 96, 97%, I think, yeah.
Did he have the record?
I'm not sure.
Tom Seaver had it at like 92. For a very long time, I remember that. Maybe Griffey. Or I mean, how did Cal Ripken not? Find that out.
I'm on
Hall
that
of Fame, highest Hall of Fame percentage vote. All right, Matt, what other props we got? Before we got about 5 minutes left. Let's clean it up. You got any more? These have been amazing.
Not too many others. I mean, everything else is just heads or tails on the flip. Will there be a safety scored?
I like the other.
I think that's happened already. The Giants Super Bowl when they had the safety to start the game.
Yeah, and it was like a safety like 2 years ago. Mayweather hit it.
Right.
Remember?
Yeah.
He
Ken Griffey 99.32%.
Come on,
that's a big number.
Best touchdown celebration dance.
Best touchdown celebration dance. Gabriel. Gabriel does that. Does that?
Someone's got to do a Dirty Bird. I hope. You got to pay homage.
Right.
You got to pay homage.
I can't believe today was the last day of Georgia.
Speaking of which, Georgia Dome, you see the new Georgia Dome? It looks like the Death Star and then the new Death Star in the Star Wars movies. Oh, that thing's ridiculous.
It's a monster. It'd be fun to go. We're
going to go.
We're definitely going to go. Giants play Falcons this year.
Big time baby.
Giants play Falcons in Atlanta.
Right, we're staying with Noto.
Yeah.
Noto, you're probably not listening, but we're staying with you.
Absolutely. Giants play Falcons in Atlanta this year, okay. Matt. Depending on the day, that's the trip. Easy ticket, easy, we stay for free.
Yeah.
And
you know I'm game.
Yeah, hell yeah. All right, that's what we'll do. Nice. All right, well, pro football handicapper Matt Vivolo on the show. Thanks for coming on.
I got one more question. What's your pick, Matt? Be the tiebreaker here between me and Mike in terms of Atlanta and New England.
In terms of the winner.
With the line or just straight up?
Either way, both. Yeah.
Man, I really... Oh, man, I can't. I'm going to say Atlanta wins.
What moves the needle for you? Like,
I just
3.5 points.
I just really, really deep down, can't. I just don't want New England to win.
Right. Well, point. That's the thing. Right. You can't.
Here's the thing really in a betting game: you can't bet with your heart. You got to bet with your head.
Yeah. The Patriots.
I would take Atlanta. I would definitely take Atlanta with the points.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. 3.5. I'm all day on 3.5. If I can get that somehow, if it moves back, but I don't see it. It moved 2.5. I bet the thing goes to even money.
Wow. I don't know. Patriots. Wow. You know,
there's so many talking heads that are going to be like, all right, I think the Falcons are the real deal now.
A little bit of overreaction, though.
Do you just think that Tom Brady's experience just gets him 1 point? Like, there's the 1 point favorite based on that?
Okay. I agree with that.
Right? They won't make it even. They'll give the Patriots the nod.
Goes off for like 1.5.
Yeah.
Moves to 1.5.
I can't see it being picked. I don't think making the Super Bowl just a straight up pick.
That's true. The Super Bowl wouldn't do that either. Vegas wouldn't do that.
Bill Belichick with 2 weeks to prepare for somebody. Hold your boots. That's all I'm saying.
The 8th highest scoring offense in the history of football.
I actually, on paper, I actually think Atlanta's a more talented team. Like, looking at them, man, but that doesn't matter. New England's won a bunch of Super Bowls with the not the most talented team. They're just the most well coached.
Patriots just play good football.
You're 100%.
And they got Lord Hansen at quarterback.
That's what. Yeah. Man, if he was a giant.
Oh, we'd love him.
If he was a giant, it would be a very tough call between him and Jeter for me. Right?
Wow.
I don't have that problem. Luckily, we don't have that problem. Yeah, and I keep Jeter on the pedestal.
Yeah.
And it's impossible for him to ever get knocked off the pedestal because I'm now an adult. You know what I mean? So he was in my prime impressionable winning championship years.
No heroes left.
Right. Exactly. So like my kids maybe they'll have someone else. My son every night. I'm a Mets fan. That's what he says to me. Gets right under my skin.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who's been getting in his ear
cousins,
on that one?
Cousins.
Someone's
Long
getting
Island
in his ear
cousins.
On that one. Yeah.
Yeah. He does just get under my skin. And my other kid is like, no, we're not. We're a Yankees fan.
What a torturous life he could have potentially.
Yeah. If he really, he just says that to get under my skin. He doesn't know. And he's like, is Babe Ruth on the Mets? Because he has a Babe Ruth.
He might as well be.
Yeah. Right. The Mets are still paying Babe Ruth probably.
Yeah. Still on the payroll.
So you got, all right. So this was awesome, Matt. Thanks,
thanks
for coming on,
buddy.
Bro. We will have you back.
Thanks
we're not
going to
be back, actually, until after the Super Bowl. And that's going to be the dead of February. And it's going to be, we're going to have to think of something to talk about. I don't know what we're going to do. Baseball preview, college basketball preview. We'll do something.
Yep.
But it was fantastic having you on, bro. Thanks again. We'll see you. We'll see everyone later. No thanks to Dante Hall, even though Dante Hall, if you're out there, if you're listening, I know you're in Texas. You're in Houston. We could have talked to him about Houston a little bit. He would have had some. He would have known if a horse would come on the field. We'll get him on maybe in February.
Yeah, we need you, Dante.
We need some content in February. It's gonna be slim. It's gonna be a slim month. Thanks again for listening. Thanks again for no callers. Now that's back to normal. No callers. I feel like
we're back.
No callers. All right. Remember, follow me on Twitter, Team Vivo. Follow Jeff at JeffGuida@WGBB, and follow Jeff on Instagram at TheOfficialJeffGuida. Thanks, everyone. Take care.
Good night.
Program did not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.